Welcome back to the Memorial Athletic Center, everybody. Rick Grammon with you here as we get ready to begin the second half of our girls-boys doubleheader, and we turn things over to the boys. The Pioneers will take on St. Cloud Cathedral tonight here at the MAC after the girls came from behind to defeat Zimmerman in the first game of the doubleheader. Final there was 71-63. Pioneers in red, Cathedral in white. These two teams met in St. Cloud on January 21st. It was an 8-point Cathedral win, 66-58. St. Cloud Cathedral, coached by Mike Sand, is 13-9. They are 9-2 in the Granite Ridge, third place behind Mora and Albany, while the Pioneers, 6-15 overall, 2-9 in the conference, without Noah Overfeld, out with that foot injury suffered in Little Falls Friday night. So making his first career varsity start tonight is sophomore Joey Stuckmeyer in the lineup. He'll join Andy Wincher, Zach Jones, Ben Vernig, and Ian Oberfeld as the starting five for head coach Joe Call. As the Pioneers take the court, same group of officials that worked the first game tonight will work this one. For the Crusaders, Thomas Pfeiffer, Emmanuel Kutsera, Kellen Kinzer, Max Pfeiffer, and Jordan Schumann ready to go here. It will be Vernig to jump center against Kinzer as they clean up some moisture over on the floor. Before we get started here tonight, somebody must have had a spill. Mop in hand, Mr. Dave Rushlow. Double duty. Here we go. Here's the tip, and it's controlled by the Crusaders, and we're underway. Boys, hoops action tonight on You Are There Sports. First possession starts with Jordan Schumann. And Schumann will let her fly, and he'll drain it right away. Schumann for three. One pass, and it's a 3-0 lead for the Crusaders. Now Zach Jones, guarded by Emmanuel Kutsera for Stuckmeyer. Left side for Wincher. Man-to-man by Cathedral. It's a long, tall team. Here's Wincher shooting, missing. Rebound taken by Max Pfeiffer for Kutsera. Kutsera wheels back. Pfeiffer to the wing. Left alone, hits a three. 2 for 2 from deep for the Crusaders. Schumann, then Pfeiffer, and it's already 6-0, 50 seconds into the game. Here's Ian Oberfeld in front of Coach Sand of Cathedral, his first year at the helm. Now it's Andy Wincher. Wincher, senior guard, off for Zach Jones. Zach works his way to the wing, back out for junior Ian Oberfeld. Wincher right side for Stuckmeyer right wing. Joey, one dribble, finds Jones rotating around front. Back for Wincher. Wincher left to the top of the key. Hands it around to Ian Oberfeld. Oberfeld tries to back down now on Max Pfeiffer. Pfeiffer got a piece of the shot going up as Ian leaned in and got the angle, but blocking it from behind was Pfeiffer, and so Piers will inbounds underneath their hoop with 16:38 to go. 6-0 start for Cathedral. Wincher finds Oberfeld on the left block, goes up soft right hand, and got it. Ian Oberfeld scores off the inbounds, 6-2. Ian Oberfeld, averaging 9.1 a game, has the first two tonight for the Pioneers. Now it's Thomas Pfeiffer against Stuckmeyer. Off for Max Pfeiffer into the lane, stopped at the lane. Now back out top. This is Max Pfeiffer off. Rebound Ben Vernig in traffic. Pulled it away from Kellen Kinzer. Here's Oberfeld, took his eye off the ball, lost it, and here comes Cathedral in transition. And we're going to have a charging call. Andy Wincher takes the charge on Max Pfeiffer. First on Pfeiffer, first Crusaders foul. Good job by Andy getting back. Piers down 6-2, 15:50 to go in the half. Wincher fires it off for Joey Stuckmeyer. Joey got a Vernig screen to get free to the free throw line. Now finds Wincher on the left wing. Andy to the point for Vernig behind the arc. Right side for Zach Jones. Crusaders do a nice job switching. Oberfeld will get a three, and it's good. Ian knocks it down from the left side, and Oberfeld has all five Pioneer points, and it's a 6-5 game. This is Thomas Pfeiffer for Kutsera. Kutsera drives, stops, into the lane, back out for Kutsera. He'll dial up a three, and it's well short. Kinzer saves it in, but right to Wincher. And here comes the Pioneers. Wincher will have to keep his head on a swivel as Kinzer was coming in behind. And here's Wincher challenging, but rejected by Kutsera. In transition now. And it's a blocking foul on Joey Stuckmeyer. I think Joey was inside the restricted arc. That's why. Joey was set, but he was inside that arc. And so shooting two will be Thomas Pfeiffer. First on Joey Stuckmeyer, making his first start tonight. And this is Thomas Pfeiffer shooting a pair. 6-5 lead, 3 minutes in. Pfeiffer makes the first. First non-three-pointer to go in. 7-5 Cathedral. Second is on its way, comes off. Rebound tipped, and it's over to Vernick, and the Pioneers come up with the loose ball rebound. Down by two, under 15 minutes to play. Wincher walks it up court. Left side for Joey Stuckmeyer in front of the Pierce student section. Got a solid screen from Oberfeld. Now Ian's got it on the left baseline. Drifts back behind the arc. Finds Wincher out top. Back for Ian. Guarded there by Max Pfeiffer. Ian dribbles to the point. Hands it back to Andy Wincher. 14-35. Again, no Noah Oberfeld. Not sure how long Noah will be out with that boot on his right foot after suffering the injury in Little Falls on Friday night. Wincher almost traveled, able to get a pass off before that pivot foot came back down. Now Jones for Wincher right side. 14-15 to go. Pioneers being pretty deliberate. Now Joey spins away from Pfeiffer, gets it off to Wincher on the left side. A lot of screening off the ball. Vernick comes out top. Ben drives on Kinzer, wraps it for Oberfeld. Touch and score. I don't think Ian even caught that ball. He just took the pass and put it off the window, and it's Cathedral 7, Oberfeld 7. Out top now is Jordan Schumann. Schumann wraps it for Kinzer. Kinzer into the lane. Cut off and back out. Thomas Pfeiffer. Two Pfeiffers, Thomas and Maxwell. And this is Jordan Schumann. Kinzer had it stripped by Vernick going up. It stays with Cathedral underneath. 13:36 left to go. Pass in underneath for Thomas Pfeiffer of Cathedral. Kinzer sets up in the near corner at the end of the Piers bench. Instead, they go out to the perimeter. Max Pfeiffer fires a three, missed it, and Zach Jones with the rebound. He's got numbers the other way. Jones to the wing right side, finds Wincher. Now they'll settle it down. 13:25, Wincher to the corner. Oberfeld three short. Oh, it crawled over and dropped. Ian Oberfeld has all 10. It hit the front of the rim, went straight up in the air, and had enough English on it to crawl through the cylinder. A three-pointer for Ian makes it 10-7. Now Kutsera puts it up and scores. 10-9 as Kutsera got loose in the lane and banked it home. 10-9 Piers, 12:53 to go, and a near turnover as Thomas Pfeiffer's eyes got big as he saw that pass coming to the wing. Almost had a steal. And now the Crusaders will bring in Nathan Schaefer. And also in is Zach Plant. Pass in for Joey Stuckmeyer. Finds Zach Jones quickly into the hands of Wincher. 12:45 to go in the first half. Piers by one over Cathedral. Here's Jones for three. He got it. Zach dialed in for three. Right side in front of the Cathedral bench. Pioneers go up 13-9. They are on a 13-3 run here. Cathedral hit back-to-back threes to start the game to grab a 6-0 lead, and the Pioneers now with a nice stretch. Here is Schaefer into the lane, draws a foul. Schaefer's going to shoot a couple. Schaefer went from the right wing, slashed to the lane. Ian Oberfeld gets the foul, his first, team second, and shooting a pair is Nathan Schaefer. Joe Call is going to send Kirby Fisher to the scorer's table. Schaefer's first, spins out, no good. He'll get the second. Here comes Kirby for Joey. 12:21 to play, a 13-9 Piers lead. One more for Schaefer. On its way and out. Oberfeld with the board. 0-2 for Schaefer. Piers by four with the basketball, 12:15 to go. Here's Wincher handing it off to Jones quickly. Oberfeld, three, partially blocked, hit the side of the rim. Rebound, Thomas Pfeiffer. Pfeiffer up the middle of the court. Still coming down the lane. Got deep, found Schaefer in the lane. He leans in with a leaner, doesn't go. Vernick out-muscles everybody. and hands it off to Andy Winter. The St. Cloud Cathedral team, 9-2 in the conference. Really solid season going. Here's a bad pass picked off, and now Fisher almost stole it back as the steal was created there by Zach Plant, and then Kirby knocked it away. St. Cloud Cathedral does have a win over Mora, 60-56 in St. Cloud. That's the only loss on the conference season for the Mustangs. And they lost to Albany by 2 their last time out, 72-70, and that was in St. Cloud as well. So here's a deep three up and short. Rebound. Kinzer had it, lost it to Winter. That might have been poked out of his hands by Ben Vernick. Pioneers with the ball in the four-point lead. Coming down on the 11-minute mark. Now here's Kirby into the lane, stopped at the free throw line, hands it off to Vernick. Left side, Winter. Winter works his way to the point for Overfelt. Quick over to Zach. Zach, open three, got it again. Zach Jones, he knew that. He held that hand up in the air on the release, and Jones has a pair of three-pointers, and the Pioneers are up 16-9 with 10:45 to go. Schaefer out top now for Jordan Schumann. He'll fire. That's missed. Rebound run down by Winter. And the Crusaders head back on D as Winter will bring it up as they will try and control tempo here tonight. Here's Zach Jones getting a solid Vernick screen. Now Oberfeld, right side Winter, driving on Plant. Drifts back to the arc. 10:20 to play. Fisher left side. One dribble and stop on the wing. Closely guarded by Thomas Pfeiffer. Into the post. Vernick with a quick drop step spin. He got it. What a move. Explosive to the hoop by Vernick. And it's 18-9. Whistle and Fisher on a foul. Kirby tried to cut off the sideline and got a little hip check called. And now Tate Buckentine will come in for Cathedral. First on Kirby. Third Pioneer foul. Joey Stuckmeyer will come back in. 10:06 to go. The Pioneers are on an 18-3 run. They fell behind 6-0. They're now up 18-9 here at home against Cathedral. Here's Buckentine into the lane. Off the foot of Kinzer. He can't save it. Out of bounds to the Pioneers. Nice idea. And we got a timeout for Cathedral. 10 minutes exactly to play. Pioneers up by 9 at home. Piers 18 and St. Cloud Cathedral 9. Pioneer boys basketball on You Are There Sports.
Hey everyone, Jason Sedlowski here from Sunrise Ag Co-op. We are currently looking for a full-time milk truck driver. It consists of 6 days on, 3 days off. We offer a full package of benefits of 401k, health insurance, dental insurance, AFLAC options, vacation days, PTO days, and more. If you are interested or need more details, please call Jason and Buckman, or if you know anyone that would be a good fit for Sunrise, please tell them. Purina has a forage inoculant booking now through February 28th. Contact Ronnie, Yost, or Nikki, and if you need their numbers, please call our Buckman office. If there's anything else on the farm or in your household we can help you with, please call any of our four locations or check us out on the web at www.sunriseagcoop.com or like us and follow us on Facebook to stay up with our deals and events at the co-op. We thank all of our current and past patrons for their loyalty throughout the years, and we hope to earn your new business today. And as always, thank you, farmers, for everything you do. And go Pioneers.
All right, timeout taken by head coach Mike Sand of St. Cloud Cathedral. Pioneers 18, Crusaders 9, 10 minutes to play in the first half. Pressed out of the break by Cathedral. They work it Vernick to Winter, back to Vernick. Bounce pass out front, tipped, stolen, and it's Buckentine leaning in, and he missed a layup. Rebound tipped out of bounds. Off of Vernick, it'll stay with Cathedral. So a turnover. And now it'll be a pass in underneath for Jordan Schumann and St. Cloud Cathedral. Bounces it into the corner for Kinzer. Quickly out to Buckentine. Buckentine guarded by Stuckmeyer. To the corner for Schaefer. Into the post to Kinzer. Kinzer doubled, kicks out. Open look, right side three, got it. Zach Plant buries it from the end of the Piers bench. Corner three by Zach Plant. And it's 18-12 with 9:25 to go in the half. Jones stopped, had it knocked loose into the backcourt. Zach gets it back, keeps his dribble alive. Now Vernick in the lane to the corner. Stuckmeyer three is on the way. It's good. Joey from the corner. Teams trade threes and the lead's back to 9, 21-12. First points for Joey. to the wing. Schaefer will put it up, and he'll hit a three. Teams heating up from the outside. Three straight shots have been put in from three-point land, and it's 21-15. Pressure, and Jones doubled on the wing, leaves it back for Wincher. 8:50 to play in the half. Piers leading Cathedral by six. Jones and Wincher play catch. Cathedral has gone zone now as Wincher works it for Jones. Back to Andy. Right side, Stuckmeyer. Back to Wincher. Now Stuckmeyer looking for Oberfeld in the corner. Not there. Comes back left side for Zach. Right side for Joey. Corner right side, Oberfeld. A lot of perimeter passing here for the Pioneers as they look for an opening. Now coming out to the corner is Vernig. Back out top for Jones. 8:15 to go. Here's Stuckmeyer dribbling a couple of times. Fires it to Jones. Zach at the point. He backs off to the logo. Right side for Joey Stuckmeyer. Down to the corner for Oberfeld. Down low to the post. Here is Vernig across the lane for Wincher. Reverse with the right hand. Doesn't go. And the rebound for Kinzer. Back the other way now is Jordan Schumann. Schumann guarded by Wincher. Into the lane for Schaefer. Back out for Buckentine. Buckentine for Schaefer at the point. 7:45. Schaefer leans in on Vernig and scores. Nathan Schaefer from the right block has five. Dangerous pass tip intended for Jones. Tipped to Wincher. Pioneers with it. Stuckmeyer's three. No. Jones battles for the rebound. It's tipped out of bounds off of Crusader. I think touched last by Nathan Schaefer. Now Kutsera is returning. Max Pfeiffer is back in. Kinzer will get a breather. And who else is coming out? It will be Jordan Schumann to the bench for Coach Mike Sand. Piers up by four, 21-17, 7.5 minutes to go. Bad inbounds pass results in a turnover, and it's picked off by Zach Plant to Kutsera. Kutsera traveled. Travel as he set up to get a three-pointer off, and now Joe Call will use a timeout. And Kirby Fisher checks in, so he'll be on the court when we come back. 7:22 to go in the half. Pioneers lead Cathedral. It is 21-17 here at the MAC.
Hi, Piers. This is Kelsey Meyer from Dynamic Therapy and Wellness. I grew up in Piers, and I'm excited and eager to serve my home community. At Dynamic Therapy and Wellness, the physical health and well-being of our patients is always our top priority. Our team is committed to helping people of all ages overcome their physical ailments and improve the quality of life through better physical health and wellness. Are you suffering from muscle tension and pain, inflammation, and lack of mobility or strength? Do you have spinal issues such as pinched nerves, herniated discs, and sciatica? Or perhaps you are a high school, collegiate, or recreational athlete that requires treatment? For women, Dynamic Therapy and Wellness understands the sensitivity of pelvic floor issues and provides one-on-one care in a comfortable environment. To find out more about how Dynamic Therapy and Wellness in Piers can serve you, stop into our new building on Main Street in Piers or visit our website at dtwmn.com. We can be reached at 320-468-7199. That's Dynamic Therapy and Wellness in Piers.
All right, Pioneers with the basketball out of the timeout. A quick foul created by Zach Plant, his first, team second. So Piers with the ball and a four-point lead, 7 minutes to go. It's Jones, Vernig, Oberfeld, Fisher, and Stuckmeyer. Here's Ian doubled in the post, kick out. Has Jones open, and he missed it long. First miss for Zach. Rebound tip, Fisher battles for it. Kirby rips it away. Kirby in traffic, lost it to Kutsera. And a Crusader may have twisted an ankle down there, slow to get up. On the other end, drive and dish. And Jones stripped it right out of the hands of Zach Plant. Turnover for Cathedral. One of the Crusaders was slow to get up, and well, I don't see him coming out of the game or a stoppage, so apparently that young man able to continue. That's always good news. 6:25 to go. Piers leading 21-17 over St. Cloud Cathedral. Fisher will put it on his hip at midcourt, drawing Kutsera out to defend. Now to Jones, back to Kirby. Left side, Jones. Fisher at the point. Jones left side. Corner left side, Oberfeld. Flashing to the post, Vernig. Vernig up. Oh, boy, he had a look. Kicks out. Jones, three. Got it. Zach has nine. Good decision by Vernig. And on the other end, here's setting up for a three and missing. Jones tips the rebound. Saved into Oberfeld. And Oberfeld will ask Joey Stuckmeyer to come and relieve some pressure as he does. And the guard, Stuckmeyer, will walk it up the court right side. They jump out to try and trap him. Loose ball picked up by Vernig in the corner. Finds Oberfeld in the lane, left it short. And now it's pulled away. Here's Kucera with 5.5 to go. Kucera in traffic, leans in, missed it. Loose on the floor, kicked around. Stuckmeyer battles, scrambling. Kucera comes out of the pile with it. And a whistle and a carry is called. Turnover on Kucera out front. Boy, there was a scrum on the floor there. And now Ian Oberfeld will get a breather as Andy Wincher returns. So it's Wincher, Stuckmeyer, Fisher, Jones, and Vernig on the court. I think Vernig thought he was out. He was on the bench. Pioneers were going 4-on-5 for a little bit. Stuckmeyer in front court for Fisher. 5-10 to play. Piers leading Cathedral by 7. 24-17. Jones, left side. Back to Wincher. Now he dribbles to the right side of the court. Over for Stuckmeyer. Back for Andy. Andy off balance, but got it to Jones. Inside for Vernig. He's in the lane now. Scoops it underneath for Fisher. Fisher in traffic. Somehow got it through. They're going to get 3 seconds, I think. I think that's a 3-second call. I didn't see the wave, but both Ben and Kirby were in there for a long time. Fisher out now, and Oberfeld back in at the 450 mark. 24-17. Front court works Thomas Pfeiffer. High post for Schumann. Back for Pfeiffer. Looking to get inside to the wing. This is Pfeiffer, Max Pfeiffer. Kucera will pull up for a 15-footer short, and there's Vernig taken right out of the hands of Kinzer. 24-17. Piers with under 4.5 minutes to go here at the MAC. Left side for Zach Jones. Back out for Wincher. Pioneers playing with confidence tonight. Oberfeld has it knocked loose, but it rolls over to Joey. Now Wincher bounces it for Zach, and he's bumped, and that's going to be a foul on Jordan Schumann. As he got off his feet, not a balance, and he ended up landing on the back of Zach Jones. First on Schumann, his first team's third. It'll be a sideline pass in for Andy Wincher. Flips it into Joey Stuckmeyer in the backcourt. 4-10 and counting here at the MAC. Piers 24, Cathedral 17. Zach Jones, right wing, guarded by Kucera. Into the lane goes Wincher. Wincher fires it left side for Vernig. Tries to go baseline. Draws a double, leaving Wincher open for a three, and it's long. Rebound controlled by Cathedral's Pfeiffer. Pfeiffer mishandled a pass, and it slipped off his fingertips, and it came through to the corner. Here's a three from the left corner. No good. Vernig has the rebound. He wanted to throw a baseball pass, and it slipped off his fingers. Fortunately for Cathedral, they had a teammate there. They eventually got it to Pfeiffer in the corner, and he missed a three. Now Stuckmeyer works his way out front with 3.5 minutes to go. Oberfeld left corner. Ian had the first 10 points. Wincher goes across the lane for Vernig. Catches a tough pass. Kicks out for Jones. Off. Rebound. There's Vernig again. Doubled on the baseline, and he zips it into the crowd. Right idea. Just a little too much mustard on it. And Cathedral gets it back with 3:16 to play in the half. Pioneer boys are back home tomorrow against Pillager. Cathedrals at Eden Valley Watkins tomorrow night. Stuckmeyer defending on the ball. Here's Cathedral, works it across the timeline with Pfeiffer. Pfeiffer forced to give up the ball. Schumann looking for any place. Spinning on Wincher. Fall away. Lehner is spinning in. Jordan Schumann has 5, and it's 24-19, 2:50 to play. Vernig and Wincher, and there's a kick ball as Kucera got the size 12s on the ball. It'll be a Piers inbounds on the sideline. 2:48 to play here. Pioneer girls with a big comeback win over Zimmerman, 71-63 to start this doubleheader. Now the boys are up by 5. Wincher has it front court, guarded by Schumann. Left side for Zach Jones with 2:38 to go. Jones finds Oberfeld on the right wing. Ian gives the ball to Wincher. Now Stuckmeyer left corner. 2.5 minutes. Pick and roll to Vernig on the baseline. About 8 feet off the lane. Finds Jones inside. Quick bullet pass. Oberfeld muscles up. Block foul. Good quick pass by Zach Jones. Got it into Ian Oberfeld. And the resulting foul will send Ian to the line. Kinzer gets his first. Team's fourth. And it's 2 for Ian Oberfeld. And that one rolls around and in. 11 points now for Ian, and it's 25-19. And one more, Ian. That one is straight through. No drama on that one. The first one waited for a while to make up its mind whether to drop through or not. That one was clean. 26-19, down to 2:15 to go. Right side, Pfeiffer lobs it into Kinzer, posting up. Vernick forces him to give it to the corner. Kick out, in and out. Rebound tip. Vernick tipped it to Stuckmeyer. Loose on the floor. Stuckmeyer's fouled. Oh, they're going to get a cathedral foul. Joey got there first and then was knocked to the floor, I believe, by Thomas Pfeiffer. Pfeiffer gets his first. Five different Crusaders have fouls, so nobody with multiples. And we're down to 2 minutes to go. Wincher crossed midcourt, right side in front of the cathedral bench. Finds Jones on the right wing. Kinzer jumps out at him. Now Kutsera switches off to Wincher. A minute 50 to go. Bounce pass for Stuckmeyer. He's hounded, and they're going to get a held ball. Schumann forces the tie-up. It'll stay with the Pioneers with a minute 46 remaining. Stuckmeyer will inbounds in front of the Pioneer students. Joey looking, finds Wincher on the sideline. Got it right back to Joey. Here's Jones from the corner. That's short. Came to Oberfeld on the right block. Up. Count it. No, he traveled. Yep. Right call. Ian just shuffled the feet. Got maybe a little anxious. 1:39 to go. Cathedral gets it back, trailing 26-19 on the road. It's Thomas Pfeiffer across midcourt against Stuckmeyer. Looking for a screen. Joey. Wincher comes over to help out. Down to the corner. Now back out to Schumann. A minute 20 left. Kinzer and Vernick battle inside. Back to the wing. Pfeiffer into the lane for Kutsera. Quick ball moving out to Schumann at the point. Schumann on Stuckmeyer. Nice use of the left hand. Over to the wing inside the corner. Pfeiffer, that's Max Pfeiffer, to Kinzer on the block. Kinzer up, and he's fouled. He'll shoot two. Kellen Kinzer will go to the line. Pioneer foul goes, I believe, on Ben Vernick. Vernick gets his first. Team foul number four on the Pioneers. Nobody with more than one foul for Pierce. Gene Skiba is going to come in as Kinzer ready to shoot. Kinzer short. A miss. Keeps the score at 26-19. One more for Kinzer. Looking for his first point. And we have a whistle and a lane violation on Cathedral. Wipes out the try. No attempt. It's a lane violation, so it goes as 0-for-1 for Kinzer. Lane violation, and now Wincher, midcourt with a minute to go, and he is bumped, and that's Pfeiffer. Thomas Pfeiffer just got caught out of control, picks up his second. He becomes the first player with multiple fouls. He'll be replaced by Plant with 58 seconds left. Pierce 26, Cathedral 19. Pioneers get it into Stuckmeyer. Joey giving up about a half a foot in height to Jordan Schumann, who guards him. Now to the point to Wincher. Jones right side with 48. Back out top for Vernick. Left side Wincher drives baseline, and he is held. We'll have a foul on Zach Plant. He picks up his second, and now this will be 1-1 for senior guard Andy Wincher. Wincher scoreless tonight. We'll try and get on the board here. Andy averages just over 4 points a game. First free throw is good. He drained that, no doubt about it. First point for Andy. Here's 3-for-3 from the charity stripe. Their lead is 8, 27-19 with 43 seconds left. Second for Andy Wincher. That one looks good, and it is. Wincher calmly steps up and gives Piers a 9-point lead. 38 seconds left. Front court now is Max Pfeiffer. Nate Olson tells everybody he's number one. Into the lane, there's Vernick with a steal jumping into the post. And he hands it off to Wincher. Now the Pioneers want the final shot. And they throw it away. Joey's claiming he got held up by Schumann as the pass went his way, but out of bounds. So Cathedral now will have an opportunity. 22 seconds left. They get it to Kutsera. He'll cross midcourt with 18. Guarded by Zach Jones. 15 to go. Kutsera still with the ball near midcourt. Now to Kinzer with 10. Out top. They work it to Kinzer. Kutsera. For Pfeiffer. Now Schumann, guarded by Winter with three. He'll fall away three. Got it! With 1 second left. And that's the way the half ends. Schumann at the buzzer. And it's St. Cloud Cathedral closing with a three. Pierce leads it by six, 28-22 at intermission here at the MAC.
This is Dave Rushlow from the Pierce Fire Department. Did you know that more than 4,000 Americans died in home fires last year? In most cases, the home did not have a working smoke alarm. A sounding smoke alarm gives you the extra seconds you need to get out of your home alive. Install and maintain a smoke alarm on every level of your home. Replace the battery every year and check it every 6 months is a simple way to help keep you and your family better protected 24/7. This message is brought to you by the Pierce Fire Department, and you are their sports.
Munson Masonry LLC stands behind the Pierce Pioneers all the way with 30 years of experience in dealing with home foundations, additions, and farm projects. Munson Masonry LLC, covering central Minnesota from Brainerd to Becker, providing free bids, quotes, and estimates. Munson Masonry prides itself in providing the highest quality and accuracy. To get started, contact Ronnie today at 320-248-0377. That's 320-248-0377. Munson Masonry LLC, proudly cheering on the Pierce Pioneers.
If you're in the market for a vehicle, I want to personally recommend Upsala Motors in Upsala. They made purchasing my new vehicle a great experience, and I know I'll be going back to them for service and repair. Upsala Motors Incorporated is family-owned sales and service dealership since 1964. Their service department is equipped with the latest technology, and numerous repeat customers are a testament to the value they place on customer service. With a 90-day bumper-to-bumper warranty and a 365-day powertrain warranty on most vehicles, they don't just want your business today, they want you to come back in the future as well. Check them out online at UpsalaMotors.com. And when you look at their inventory on the lot or online and don't see what you're looking for, trust me, the staff at Upsala Motors will search far and wide to find the vehicle that's just right for you. Call Upsala Motors at 573-2576 to set up an appointment or to schedule a test drive. A staff dedicated to make sure you're satisfied. I know I am. That's Upsala Motors in Upsala.
The Hennigan Insurance Agency makes you a promise, and that promise is to find the right coverage at the right price for you in Minnesota. They're an independent insurance agency located in Brainerd, Little Falls, and Pine River, representing more than 60 insurance companies. Their local teams can handle just about any type of insurance need, and they're capable of finding the best rates for you in central Minnesota. They've been serving central Minnesota for over 30 years and are active in their communities from Brainerd to Pine River and Little Falls and experience the same challenges that you do. So they understand your insurance needs. Look them up online at HennigkenInsurance.com or give Chris, Matt, Eric, or Riney a call. That's Hennigan Insurance Agency saying go Pioneers.
You want to know the great thing about Farmers and Merchants State Bank? It's that they grow along with you. From my little brother's college fund and my parents' checking account to my grandma's small business banking, my uncle's ag lending, and even my teacher's mortgage for the home of her dreams. I guess Farmers and Merchants State Bank is really the bank for everyone. Visit fmpeers.com to learn more.
Because friendly still counts.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The Pierce Pioneers have built a solid foundation of excellence with hard work, teamwork, and dedication to their craft. To help you get your foundation off to a solid start, contact Gertz Concrete in Pierce. With a wide range of services available like sidewalks, driveways, garage floors, patios, steps, and so much more, contact Darren or Calvin today to get started at 320-360-2212. Gertz Concrete wants to say good luck, Pioneers.
All right, welcome back to the Memorial Athletic Center in Pierce. We have reached halftime of this Pioneer boys basketball game against visiting St. Cloud Cathedral. Pioneers fell behind 6-0 on the opening two possessions as Cathedral came out hot, hitting a pair of threes. But after that, Pioneers basically controlled the action, and they lead by 6, 28-22. Basically, they were up 22-19 until Jordan Schumann buried a three at the buzzer from the top of the key. For Cathedral, Schumann ends the half with eight. Five for Nathan Schaefer. 3 points for Max Pfeiffer. Zach Plant has three. Emmanuel Kutsera has two. One on Thomas Pfeiffer. Playing but not scoring, Kellen Kinzer and Tate Buckentine. St. Cloud Cathedral went 1-for-5 from the free throw line in the first half. It was 1-of-2 for Thomas Pfeiffer, 0-for-2 for Nathan Schaefer, and 0-for-1 for Kellen Kinzer. Pioneers points as the youth boys basketball team out there. Cathedral is back on the court now, taking their warm-ups. There's wrestling coach Skip Toops. There is Pioneers will head to the Section 7AA individuals tomorrow and Saturday up in Cloquet. Good luck. Two number one seeds in the weight classes. Carter Young at 106. Trevor Redunds at 145, both receiving one seeds in the upcoming tournament starting tomorrow. For the Pioneers, Ian Oberfeld with 12. Zach Jones with 9. 3 for Joey Stuckmeyer. 2 for Ben Vernig. 2 for Andy Winter. Playing but not scoring was Kirby Fisher. Coach Call used 6 players in the half. 8 saw action for Cathedral. Pierce goes 4-for-4 from the free throw line. Andy Winter made both of his attempts. And it was Ian Oberfeld going 2-for-2. For the fouls, for Cathedral, Thomas Pfeiffer has 2. He's the only starter with 2. Off the bench, Zach Plant picked up 2. 1 apiece on starters Kellen Kinzer, Max Pfeiffer, and Jordan Schumann. 1 timeout used by Cathedral. For the Pioneers, they have nobody with more than 1 foul. It was Kirby Fisher, Ben Vernig, Ian Oberfeld, and Joey Stuckmeyer, each picking up 1 personal foul. Coach Joe Call used 1 of his timeouts. Just over 3 minutes left on the warm-up clock here. Pioneer boys have not returned to the court yet. So we'll take a break. We'll come back, and we will take a look at tonight's boys basketball schedule as well as some of the girls' action. As we're at halftime, Pierce 28, Cathedral 22.
Mitchell Prisbilla Auction Company should be your first and last stop when you're searching for auctioneering services. With over 50 years of experience, Mitchell Prisbilla Auction Company makes your satisfaction their number one priority. If it's farm, livestock, household, or real estate, you can trust Mitchell Prisbilla Auction Company for honesty, integrity, knowledge, and experience. See their website for upcoming auctions or to find out more at MidwestAuctions.com or call Joe at 584-5297 or 248-3590. The Mitchell Prisbilla Auction Company says, Go Pioneers!
Are you fed up with trying to figure out technology and just want someone to help? If that's the case, then visit us at Design Electronics in Little Falls. Hi, this is Nick. Our service team has the expertise to help you out with your techie issues. We do it all from removing viruses on computers, setting up routers and printers, and getting your office or home network. We also offer and install a full suite of home and business security products. Our team of technicians are experts at what they do and make sure it's done right. For the expert service you want and deserve, visit us at Design Electronics today.
Premium Concrete LLC with owners Chris Young and Matt Seppelt are a full-service concrete company located in Pierce. And they've been recognized throughout central Minnesota for premium service and quality work. To find out more about the services they provide, see their website at premiumconcretemn.com or give them a call at the office, 468-0309. That's 468-0309. Premium Concrete LLC says, good luck, Pioneers, and go Victory League.
All right, welcome back to halftime where the Pioneers lead the Crusaders 28-22. And other boys' games tonight. You've got Malacca in Albany tonight. Little Falls is playing in Foley. Zimmerman has a non-conference game at home against Big Lake. It is holding forward at Maple Lake. Eden Valley Watkins at ACGC tonight. Painesville's in Belgrade, Brutinel Rosa. Kimball is in Royalton in Central Minnesota Conference boys action. In the Mid-State Conference, Pequot Lakes is visiting Staples Motley. Crosby Ironton is home to Detroit Lakes. Park Rapids, Detroit Lakes is at Aiken. In the Prairie Conference tonight, Upsala is at home. They got a girl-boy doubleheader just like we have here. It's Upsala and Long Prairie Gray Eagle in Upsala tonight. Bertha Hewitt is playing in Swanville. Browerville Eagle Valley has a non-conference game at Sabika. Pillager, who comes here tomorrow for boys action, they're at Osakis facing a great Osakis team. Sauk Center at Minnewaska. Melrose is home to Montevideo. Girls won tonight, 71-63 over Zimmerman, and we are ready for second half action. Pioneers will play defense to start. And here comes Cathedral into their front court. Thomas Pfeiffer, 28-22, Pioneers by six. Here is Kutsera driving, backing down Jones, now scoops it off to Pfeiffer. Into the lane, back out to Kinzer. Kinzer across the corner, shot up, and it's off. Rebound, Jones. Here comes Zach. Zach, step around, lays it up, missed, and a foul called. And this is going to go on Jordan Schumann. That'll be two on Schumann, and Zach Jones will shoot a pair. Number two on him. First team foul as Zach got that rebound about free throw on the other end and just took off. First of two for Zach is good. 10 now for Jones. His first nine came on three-pointers. Here's the second for Zach to make it an eight-point lead. And it's around and drops through. Piers is 6-for-6 from the line tonight. 30-22, 30 seconds into the half. Right side for Kutsera, guarded by Zach Jones. Ooh, nice shake and bake. Left hand missed it. Rebound, Winter. Boy, Kutsera really with a nifty loop. And then he reaches and slaps the head of Winter. Just reaching for a steal, and Andy made a little jog cut. And that caught Kutsera off balance. First on Kutsera, second Crusader foul of the half. Piers with the basketball, leading by eight, front court with Winter. Works it right side, hands it to Zach Jones, guarded by Kutsera. They iso for Zach. Gives it off to Oberfeld. Oberfeld in on Kinzer, lost it going up. Loose ball out front to Winter. Winter inside Oberfeld, up and no. Loose ball, Vernig has it. Ben has it ripped away by Kinzer. You won't see that often. Back the other way now comes Jordan Schumann. 16:45 left. Pfeiffer has it. This is Thomas Pfeiffer to Schumann. Into the post for Kinzer. Throws it to the corner. Shot up from there. Good. Schaefer. Nathan Schaefer hits for three. Nope, they gave him a two. Only a two for Schaefer. So it's 30-24. That is seven now for Schaefer. Here's Winter, one-on-one. Off to Ian Oberfeld. Quickly to Jones on the wing. Jones dribbles to the point. Finds Vernig out high. Now Joey Stuckmeyer. Joey got a Vernig screen. Off to Oberfeld, guarded by Schaefer for Winter. Winter for Vernig out behind the arc. We saw a lot of this in the first half. Very patient until they got a good look. 16 minutes to play. Here's Oberfeld. Couple of dribbles. Winter comes back out front. They'll reset, 15-50 and counting. Piers 30, Cathedral 24. Here's a drop pass from Vernig to Jones. What a beauty. What an absolute beautiful pass. Vernig to Jones. 32-24. Schaefer thought about it. Oberfeld made him change his mind. Now it is Thomas Pfeiffer working on Stuckmeyer for Schaefer inside. And Oberfeld will commit the foul. That's two on Ian. And it's the first Piers foul of the half, and it'll be Cathedral's Nathan Schaefer to the line. Piers up 32-24 with 15:28 left. Two shots. Schaefer is good on that one. He's now 1-for-3 tonight. He's got all 3 points this half for the Crusaders. 32-25. That one is in and out. Vernig all alone under the boards. Cathedral is now 2-for-7 from the line. Winter front court against Thomas Pfeiffer. 15:20 left. Finds Oberfeld at the high post. Back to the basket. Looking to spin on Schaefer. Steps to the basket and traveled. Took an extra step. And it'll be Cathedral ball on the traveling violation. Piers 32, Cathedral 25. Up court, 15:10 left in the ball game. Here is Thomas Pfeiffer off now to Schaefer. Right side for Kinzer. He'll try a three. Too much air underneath, and Winter able to get up. knocked to the floor, picked up by Schaefer, who banks it in. Schaefer makes it a five-point game, and then Schaefer tips it out of bounds. Schaefer has all five Cathedral points this half, and it's 32-27. Zach Jones to throw it in. Finds Stuckmeyer coming to the ball. Joey now works to the point. 14:35 to go. Joey comes back to the Pioneer bench side. Guarded there by Schumann. He'll let her fly from deep. No, rebound. Loose in the lane for Kutsera. Here's Emmanuel Kutsera. Scoops it off. Kinzer lays it up and in. First points for Kellen Kinzer, and it's 32-29. Lead is down to three. Screen by Verney gets Andy Winter into the front court, and Joel Call will use a timeout. Pierce a timeout. It's a full timeout. 14:11 left. Pierce by three, 32-29 over Cathedral.
Hi, I'm Dave Fisher on behalf of the Pierce Legion Park Board of Directors. At this time, I would like to take a moment to thank all of our sponsors who purchased banners that are hanging on our fences at the Pierce Legion Park. A few of them are Pierce Golf Course, Kurtz Furniture, Amp Fitness, Kapsner Construction, Rich Prairie Chiropractic, Pierce Fire Department, Check Auto Body, CHI St. Gabriel's, Lakes Printing, Trobix Bus Service, Don's Custom Laser, Pierce Villa, Rice Creek, Evergreen Law Irrigation, Kenko Drywell, Shelley Funeral Home, Jason Gruber Construction, Northwoods Gutter, Unity Bank, Pierce Family Dentistry, Premier Concrete, Horizon Health, Executive Realty, Sharp Hedge, Hardwood Floors, and Essential Health. To these and all other sponsors who help support Pierce Legion Park, a very heartfelt thank you.
All right. Timeout over. 14:11 on the clock. Pierce lead has been trimmed to three, 32-29. And Pierce will have the ball with Ben Vernick triggering it in on the sideline as they clean up some moisture from the Pierce timeout area. Pioneers have Stuckmeyer, Winter, Kirby Fisher, Oberfeld, and Vernick on the court. Vernick to trigger it in. Finds Stuckmeyer in the logo. Hands it off to Winter. Pierce by three. 4 minutes into the second half. Winter turns the corner to the wing. Finds Oberfeld. Down to Joey. Into Vernick. Vernick trying to go up and under. Doesn't go there. Kinzer stood his ground, so they'll come back out. Oberfeld for three. It's off to the left. Kutsera with the rebound. 13:45 left in the ball game. Pierce lead by three. Cathedral could tie it up on this trip down. Pfeiffer has it. Asking for help. Schumann comes over to the wing. Guarded by Winter. Back now to Schaefer, who's had a nice second half. Kutsera drives on Fisher. Into the lane, kick to the corner. Schaefer leans in on Oberfeld, and a foul will come. Back to the line will go Nathan Schaefer. They get Kirby on the hand check. His second, team second. Schaefer shooting a pair. He's 1-for-4 tonight, and now 1-for-5 as it bounces all on the rim and kick to the right. Now Jones in for Oberfeld. 13:29 to go. Pierce 32, St. Cloud Cathedral 29, second half. One more for Nathan Schaefer. That one is good. 6 of the 8 points in the half belong to Nathan Schaefer, and the lead is down to two, 32-30. Winter hands it off to Kirby Fisher. Out front for Jones, spins away from Schaefer, finds Joey. Back to Jones, now Winter out top. Off for Kirby Fisher, in traffic, puts it up and missed it. Got knocked down. Loose ball. Winter comes out of there. Stuckmeyer for three. That was blocked by Kutsera. Fisher saves it in, but right to the Crusader Schumann. Good hustle, but we're under 13 minutes left. And here comes Cathedral. Tying a three-pointer is up and halfway down and out. Fisher rips down the rebound. That would have given the Crusaders the lead. It's still a two-point advantage with 12:45 left. Jones sees the angle, leaves it inside for Vernick, tipped away, and Kutsera has it. Here's Kutsera shoveling it ahead, and that got out ahead of Schumann. Pioneers will get it back. Teams trade turnovers, and Oberfeld returns for Kirby Fisher at the 12:39 mark. Good crowd on hand. Missing a few folks down in Nashville tonight and Fargo. Here's Winter. Lost his balance, picked it up, and finally got it to Joey Stuckmeyer. Guarded by Schumann out on the perimeter. 12:25. Joey picks up his dribble, finds Zach Jones on the right side. Now Winter gets a screen from Vernig. Andy crossed the lane. Oberfeld in traffic. Whistle and a foul. It's on Cathedral. And it's on Schumann. That's number three on Jordan Schumann. That's his third, team's third. And Kutsera heads out. Schumann heads out. Pfeiffer's off the court. Back in are Buckentine and Plant and Max Pfeiffer. Into Oberfeld from Vernig. Here's Ian just muscling it up and getting it to drop. Oberfeld just split a defensive double team and dropped it in. 14 for Ian Oberfeld. Nice entry pass from Vernig. Now Kinzer on Vernig. Spins right hand hook up and in. Kellen Kinzer has four, and it's 34-32, 11:45 to play. Here's Joey Stuckmeyer on the wing. Back out to Ian Oberfeld, right of center on the wing. His pass picked off, but then stepping on the sideline was Zach Plant as he made his way up court. Just ran out of room on the sideline, a break for the Pioneers. 11:40 to go. 34-32 Piers. Here's Winter in the lane, out for Jones. Cut off by Pfeiffer. Now Oberfeld to the right wing for Joey Stuckmeyer. 11.5 minutes to play. Joey with his dribble alive now hands it to Winter down the lane. Got inside and missed it. Rebound, Schaefer clears. Good look, though. Just didn't fall. On the other end, Kinzer underneath kicks it to the corner. And this is Plant driving, leaning in on Vernig. They play on, and the rebound's tipped out to Joey Stuckmeyer. Here's Joey putting it up and a player control foul on Stuckmeyer. Stuckmeyer will pick up the charge. That's his second, team's third. And it'll go over to Cathedral with 11:08 left. Pressure by the Pioneers. It'll come in to Tate Buckentine. He'll work it up against Joey Stuckmeyer. 11 minutes to play. Piers leading Cathedral 34-32. Here is a drive, and it's dribble got out in front of Plant, but he ran it down again. 10:50 to go. Now Jones defending against Max Pfeiffer. Pfeiffer dribbles to the wing, steps to the basket. Leaner goes. No, it doesn't go. It rolls off the rim, but a foul is called. Max Pfeiffer will shoot a couple. And the foul is on Ben Vernig. That's Ben with his second, team's fourth. Two for Max Pfeiffer with an opportunity to tie if he makes them both. He's got three tonight. Now that one is good. 34-33. Max Pfeiffer at the line. And we are tied at 34. 5 points for Max Pfeiffer. And with 10:40 to go, it is even at 34 apiece. Winter, front court, hands it off to Joey. Quickly out again for Vernig. Now Oberfeld out for Jones. He'll get a screen from Vernig to get a clean look off. No, Vernig flies in for the rebound, goes up and in. What a play by Ben Vernig. The never-say-die effort of Vernig is rewarded with a bucket. 36-34 off the Vernig rebound. 10:15 left. Here is a drive and dish to the corner. Schaefer for the lead, yes. And a timeout, Cathedral. Schaefer gives the Crusaders the lead with 10:07 to go. They're up by one now on that make. 37-36 Crusaders.
There are no words to describe it. The isolation. The boredom. The loneliness. If you're wondering where your teenage son or daughter's spirit went, you're hardly alone. The past year has been devastating. Especially for them. But here's the good news. They might just find it again, playing high school sports. Workouts that stimulate, teammates and coaches that care, the sense of belonging so many of us have been missing lately. That's what school sports are all about. The sense of achievement is real, and the camaraderie is hard to beat. Coping with uncertainty is difficult, but school sports can help the teenagers in your family start feeling like themselves again. Encourage them to give it a try. High school sports, it's so much more than a game.
This message presented by the Minnesota State High School League and the Minnesota Interscholastic Activities Administrators Association.
All right. Coach Sand uses the timeout after Nathan Schaefer's corner three from the left side gives Cathedral their first lead since they were up 6-0. It's now 37-36, St. Cloud Cathedral, 10:07 remaining in the second half. Piers will inbounds. It's Vernick, Wincher, Jones, Stuckmeyer, Oberfeld. Man-to-man as it's picked up by Plant on Wincher. Under 10 minutes now. Into the post, Ben Vernick. Tried to that drop pass, and it's stolen. Picked off here by a diving Zach Plant. And here comes Tate Buckentine into the front court. Hands it back to Max Pfeiffer. 9:40 left to go. Pfeiffer drives. Extra step to the basket. Missed it. And Wincher rips it away from Schaefer. Here's Andy. Up ahead to Oberfeld on the perimeter for Jones. Jones works his way to the wing. Now the point. Stops. Throws it out to Vernick for Wincher. Andy looking to go pick and roll with Ben. Doesn't work. Now it's Stuckmeyer. 9:18 left. Right side Vernick. Down to Zach Jones again. Jones had it knocked loose. Now there's a scramble. And we'll have a held ball. Piers will keep possession with 9:11 remaining. Held ball arrow to the Pioneers as Jones and Max Pfeiffer get on the floor after it. It'll be Jones to inbounds in front of Coach Call. Now the referees. I'm not sure if there's some blood spotted on Schaefer. He's being sent to the sideline, so he got a nick somewhere, and he'll be replaced by Jordan Schumann. So they'll clean up. Looks like a little nick on the elbow of Schaefer. Schumann back in. He's got three fouls, so he'll have to be wise on the defensive end. He's got 8 points, including that buzzer beater at the end of the half. Wincher takes the inbounds. Finds Stuckmeyer on the right side. Joey starts his dribble out front. Now finds Oberfeld. Quickly over to Wincher. Wincher dribbles to the free throw line. Off balance, leaner doesn't go. And Kinzer pulls it away. Fires ahead to Buckentine. Buckentine slows down as the Pioneers did a good job getting back. Now Schaefer charges into Ben Vernick, no doubt about it. That'll be Max Pfeiffer on the charge. That's his second, team's fourth. And now Fisher in for Wincher at the 8:49 mark. Piers down one, 37-36. It's been that way since the 10:07 mark. So about a minute and a half of scoreless ball right now. Here's Fisher, right wing, and they're going to get a reach-in call on Zach Plant. That'll be three on him. That's five Cathedral fouls, and Vernick will inbounds in front of the scorer's table. 8:38 to go. Vernick handed the ball by Tony Veith. Fisher comes to the ball to get it, starts his dribble to the point, goes right side for Zach Jones. Jones on Max Pfeiffer, into the lane for Vernick. Now over for Kirby. Kirby inside the arc, but well outside the lane. Off to Joey Stuckmeyer with 8:20. Joey loses his defender, but couldn't get a shot off. Kicks it out to Oberfeld. Oberfeld off balance will travel. Lost his balance and stuttered to the lane and ended up getting whistled for the violation. And with 8:15 to go, Cathedral takes over, leading by one. Piers led 28-22 at half, so they've been outscored 15-8 here in the second half, and Kinzer's foul going up. He'll shoot two as they got it into the low block, and Kellen Kinzer will shoot two. Pioneer foul is on Ben Vernick, his third. Fifth Piers foul. We're down to 8:04 to go. Kellen Kinzer's 0-for-1 from the line. He's got 4 points all this half. And Kinzer's first is wide left. One more for Kellen Kinzer. Both these teams play tomorrow. Piers home to Pillager. Cathedral goes to Eden Valley Watkins. That one is up and good. Kinzer's free throw makes it 38-36 with 8 minutes left. Stuckmeyer in the backcourt. Now through the logo, guarded by Tate Buckentine. Hands it off to Zach Jones. A little trouble finding the handle. Does gather it in. Now back for Joey. 7:45 to play. Stuckmeyer to the point. Now the wing. Spins away from Buckentine. Gets knocked to the floor. And a foul will be called on Cathedral. Joey so low with that dribble. Really tough to defend. Tate Buckentine gets his first. Team 6. So Piers will be in the bonus now. As Winter will come in for Fisher. 7:41 remain. Piers down by 2. Winter takes the pass. They lob to the lane. It's Vernick fouled. And if that's on Schumann, that's 4. They throw it right to the front of the rim. A timing play, and it is Schumann with his 4th. And this will be Ben Vernick going to the line. Is this 1-1 or 2 shots? I would almost think it's got to be 2 on the catch, on the inbounds, on the lob. Nope, they say 1-1. So Vernick will have to get the first to make the second. He's got it. Ben now with 5 points tonight. It's a 38-37 game. We're at 7:40 to play. And now we are tied. 38 all on a pair of Vernick free throws. 7:35 to play at the MAC. Piers and Cathedral playing a close game at Piers. What do you know? That's something new. Here's Kutsera for Schaefer. Back in the game with his left elbow taped up. They lob it into the post. Pfeiffer has a little trouble, gets it off. Here's Thomas Pfeiffer raining down a 3. Thomas Pfeiffer makes it 41-38 with 7:10 to play. So now the Pioneers trail by 3. Here's Joey, guarded out front by Max Pfeiffer. Whistle and a 5-second call. Pfeiffer creates a turnover with the tight defense. And Cathedral will get the ball back. 7:02 remaining. Looks like the girls' JV game is over. They played after over the pack, after the varsity won 71-63. Cathedral with the ball. Kutsera, right side, 6:45 left. Here's a 3 from the left side, short, right to Winter off the rim. That was put up by Thomas Pfeiffer. Pioneers are down 3 with the ball. Jones bumped out front. Play on. Now Oberfeld for Joey. Stuckmeyer one-on-one with Max Pfeiffer. And Pfeiffer will reach in and get a foul. That'll be 3 on Max. And now the Pioneers are going to have to make the Crusaders pay from the line. 1-1 for Joey Stuckmeyer. 6:31 to play. Joey with the 1-1. Joey has 3 points tonight. On its way and good. 4 for Joey. First varsity start tonight for Joey. With Noah Oberfeld still out for a while with that broken foot. And now the second for Joey to cut it to 1. On its way and good. 41-40. 6.5 to go. Crusaders with the ball in the hands of Emmanuel Kutsera. Guarded closely by Zach Jones. Off to Pfeiffer. Thomas Pfeiffer missed it. Rebound tipped off the rim and then controlled by Oberfeld. That almost went in off of Ian's tip. Pioneers down 1 with the ball, and now Winter is fouled as he brought it up, and that's 3 on Thomas Pfeiffer. And that's now 9 team fouls, and now Piers will be in the double bonus the rest of the night. This will be 1-1 yet for Andy. Andy is 2-for-2 in the first half, his only points. Big free throws here. Winter, 1 to tie, 2 to regain the lead. He's got the ball in his hands. The senior up and good. We're tied. 6:07 left. Now for the lead. On its way, and it's stroked in. 42-41. Andy Winter has given Piers the 1-point lead with 6 minutes to play. Here's Schumann for Kutsera. Little trouble with the dribble. Now goes in, throws it away. Stuckmeyer picks it off. It was a tended lob for Kinzer. Here's Joey in some trouble in the backcourt. Loops it over for Wincher. Now across the timeline, Vernick will go to the basket with the left hand, and it crawls in. What an athletic play by Ben Vernick. 44-41. Vernick for two. In the lane, out front, Schaefer. No. Rebound, Kinzer kicks it out. 5:20 left into Kinzer on a post-up. Muscles in on Vernick and scores. Kellen Kinzer with seven. 44-43 with 5:10 to go. Wincher dribbles it across the logo. Hands it off to Joey Stuckmeyer. Joey dribbles to the point. Hands to Jones. Kicks to Wincher. Three-pointer. Andy off. Rebound tip to Stuckmeyer. Under 5 minutes left. Piers by one with the ball. Wincher in the corner. Double. Throws it down low. Oberfeld will try and make it. Oh, he throws a blind pass to Vernick, who was hacked. How did Ian see Ben Vernick? Ian Oberfeld with eyes in the back of his head gets it to Vernick on the left block, and Ben's fouled, and Schaefer gets the foul, his first. Two shots for Vernick. Ben Vernick. First of two, 4:49 left. That one is good. Jordan Schumann replaces Max Pfeiffer in the Cathedral lineup. 45-43. Second free throw coming. On its way. And Ben got that one to go. Piers by three. 46-43. Right side. They throw it low to Kinzer. Kinzer trying to muscle Vernick. Good luck. Here's Schumann dialing up a three, hitting it over, tied. Jordan Schumann from the corner at the end of the Cathedral bench. 46 all. A Jordan Schumann three. Here's Stuckmeyer stepping into the lane, missed it. Rebound Schumann. 4:15 to go. Schumann pushes it ahead. He's going to fire away, and he missed it. Rebound Oberfeld, fouled. They're going to get Nathan Schaefer on a push. Will come down and Oberfeld will shoot a pair. Two on Schaefer. Pioneers have been in the double bonus now for about a minute. So it's 46 all with 4:09 left. Ian Oberfeld will shoot a pair of free throws. Here's the first. It's good. Here's the second. Good. Front court with 4 minutes. Three-pointer, Schumann misses. Vernick the rebound. Pioneers have the ball and the lead. 3:50 to go, Oberfeld. Stuckmeyer will let it fly. Get in there. No, rebound Kinzer. Outlet up the left side to Pfeiffer. Piers leads by two with 3:40 to go. This is Thomas Pfeiffer. Off now to Nathan Schaefer. To Jordan Schumann trying to lose Wincher. Throws it up anyway. Missed it. Vernick with the rebound. 3.5 minutes to go. Piers with the ball and 3:25 left. Here's Stuckmeyer taking it up the sideline. Guarded one-on-one against Schumann. Joey takes it into the lane, puts it up. No, Schumann clears it. 3:10 left. Up ahead now goes Pfeiffer. He's got a lane. Puts it up. Blocked by Vernick. Second effort, good. Pfeiffer has six, and we're tied at 48 with 3 minutes to go. Right side, Jones against Kutsera. Gets a Vernick screen. Step back behind the arc. Now Stuckmeyer has it. Guarded by Schumann. Here's Joey driving, putting it up, swatted out by Kutsera. Digging for the ball is Vernick. Up, no. Vernick from his knees got a rebound. They're going to say he traveled. Cathedral ball with 2:39 to go, and the Crusaders take a timeout. Timeout Cathedral, tied at 48 with 2:39 to play.
Smoothie Sunflower Oil is locally produced right here in Piers.
natural and unrefined, Smootie Sunflower Oil should be in your pantry. It's amazing how something as simple as incorporating Smootie Sunflower Oil into your favorite recipes can take your dishes from simply satisfying to mouth-wateringly delicious. Available in a wide variety of flavors like cold-pressed, Mediterranean, vanilla, lemon, lime, and many others, you'll be sure to find one or several to fit your tastes. Check out the Smootie Sunflower Oil story on their website, smootieoil.com, for nutritional information, recipes, and shop online for Smootie Sunflower Oil products, including the best microwave popcorn. Smootie Sunflower Oil. Natural, healthy, perfect.
For excellent automotive work at great prices, call Jason Lashinsky at Lashes Auto Repair today. Bumper-to-bumper work plus suspension lift kits are his specialty. Give Lashes Auto Repair a call or check them out online at NapaAutoCare.com.
All right, out of the timeout, Crusaders have the ball. We are tied at 48. Schaefer right corner, 2:20 to play. Kutsera hands it back to Schaefer, now out front for Thomas Pfeiffer. Guarded by Stuckmeyer, 2:15 to go. Kinzer's posting up in the block. Vernick jumps out to help. Kicks it out to Kutsera. Oh, almost a double dribble there. Kutsera back into the lane. Out for a Schaefer three. It's off. Rebound Wincher. 2 minutes to go. Pioneers have the ball. Tied at 48. Stuckmeyer with a minute 53. Over for Zach Jones. Guarded by Emmanuel Kutsera. Off for Vernick. Vernick to Stuckmeyer on the wing. Tangled up with Schumann, but now is cleared for Oberfeld with a minute 40. Back to Andy Wincher. Wincher dribbles his way out front. A minute 35 to go, tied at 48. Here's Vernick. Stops on the block, kicks it out. Jones drives. Jones bounces. Oberfeld window. Count it! Oberfeld from Jones, and it's 50-48 with a minute 20 to go. Now it is Thomas Pfeiffer for Kutsera. 105 left in regulation. Kutsera drives, leans in, Oberfeld blocked with a foul. Oberfeld will send Kutsera to the line with a minute 4 left. Pierce 50, Cathedral 48. Ian gets his third. It is only the sixth team foul, so this is a shooting foul for Emmanuel Kutsera, who has 2 points tonight. Schaefer in a discussion with the two officials. And now they're going to send Schaefer out, I think, with more blood time. Where's Coach Skip Toops? We need some blood time coaching. Schaefer, who's already had to leave once, is going to be replaced again, this time by Max Pfeiffer. I think it's blood on the jersey. He's headed out. They'll strip that jersey off, and he'll come back with a new number. At the line for two is Emmanuel Kutsera, 104 to go. First is good. 3 points for Kutsera. And for the tie, it's good. Two free throws by Emmanuel Kutsera, even things at 50. 1 minute to play in regulation. Wincher in the backcourt. Had it stolen by Kutsera. Pioneers turn it over. Cathedral with the ball. Cross the way. Into the lane. Off balance. They get it deep to Schumann. He puts it up and scores. 42 seconds left. Schumann, as the Pioneers turned it over. Now it is Jones trapped, and Coach Call wants a timeout, and he gets it. 35 seconds left. A timeout. The Pioneers now down by two will have it when we come back down to the wire at the MAC.
Phelan Meats and Piers says, good luck, Pioneers. Phelan Meats is a full-service wild game processor with whole animal processing, sausage making, seasoning, and supplies with the highest quality and affordable service. A truly full-service meat market. See their flyer at Phelan-Meats.com for weekly specials and stop in on Main Street in Pierce to view their wide range of high-quality products and hard-to-find items and find out about processing, party planning, and why not pick up a gift certificate or two. Open Monday through Saturday. Give them a call at 468-6616 or visit them on Facebook. Phelan Meats of Pierce, supporting the Pierce Pioneers.
All right, welcome back here. We're going to go right down to the wire tonight. Cathedral's up 52-50 over Pierce. They got a turnover on the last Pierce possession and scored on a Jordan Schumann bucket. Now the Pioneers called a timeout. They will inbounds. 35 seconds. Each team two timeouts left. Next held ball goes to Cathedral. That's big. Stuckmeyer has it. Clock running. 30 to go. Joey into the lane. Traveled. No, timeout. Timeout called by Coach Call with 28 seconds left. So another timeout. We're down to 28.8 seconds remaining.
Maybe you're just beginning your journey into the world of home ownership, or perhaps you're at the stage in life where the kids have grown and gone and you're looking to downsize. Or maybe you're in need of a home remodeling project. Then Robert J. Funk Construction should be your first call. From the initial planning stages until the final nail is driven, you can be confident that Robert J. Funk Construction will be right there with you all the way. To get started, give them a call. Robert J. Funk Construction at 320-224-9761. That's 320-224-9761. Robert J. Funk Construction, a Pioneer sports booster.
28.8 seconds left on the clock. Pierce trails 52-50. They'll inbounds onto the basket. Wincher, oh, they handed him the ball. Then a timeout is called. And Ryan Stuckmeyer's got to tie his shoe. Not Ryan, Joey. Ryan's shoes are fine. So it'll be Stuckmeyer in the left corner. Jones in the right corner. Comes into Vernick in the lane. Ben trying to muscle up. Cut off by Kinzer. Still loose. Ball on the floor. Rolling on the floor. Cathedral dives in. They want a timeout. What's the call? We've got a whistle. It's either going to be Cathedral timeout or arrow to Cathedral with 20 seconds left. Alternating arrow is the call. No timeout. So Cathedral has it with 20.7, forcing a held ball. Piper to inbounds. Gets it to Kinzer. And now a timeout taken by Cathedral. They'll have one left. 52-50. The Pioneers are down with just 20 seconds left.
Are you in need of electrical work? If you are, the place to go is West Buckman Electric. Whitey Funk and Tom Milner have over 20 years of experience in the electrical field. So if you're remodeling or building something new, whether it's residential, commercial, or agricultural, call Whitey or Tom at 320-420-2742 or 320-420-7472. That's West Buckman Electric at 320-420-2742 or 320-420-7472. Wishing the Pierce Pioneers the best of luck.
All right, short timeout over. Pioneers have 20.7 to get the ball back. They trail 52-50. The possession arrow now belongs to Pierce, each team with a timeout left. Pass comes into Schumann, trapped by Vernigan. Wincher got rid of the ball to Pfeiffer. Underneath to Kutsera, and Kirby Fisher will commit a foul. Kirby picks up the foul, will go down to the other end with 14.8 left. That took about 6 seconds off. And at the line will be Emmanuel Kutsera, who is 2 for 2. Now Oberfeld in for Fisher. This is 1-1. Big opportunity here for Kutsera. 14 seconds left. Free throw is off. Rebound, though, taken by Kinzer. Off for Pfeiffer, and he's fouled. Oh, the Pioneers gave up an offensive rebound. And another foul. This is on Wincher. And now shooting will be Maxwell Pfeiffer. And this is 1-1. 11.3 to go. Got it. This is a huge one now. It's a one-possession game still, 53-50. If he makes this, it becomes very difficult. He missed it. Jones with the rebound. Pioneers get it up court. Pass by Wincher, tipped and stolen. 6 seconds left. Pfeiffer will take it up and in. And that'll do it. Cathedral wins it. Final score, 55-50. St. Cloud Cathedral prevails on the road at the MAC.
Are you in need of electrical work? If you are, the place to go is West Buckman Electric.
Whitey Funk and Tom Milner have over 20 years of experience in the electrical field. So if you're remodeling or building something new, whether it's residential, commercial, or agricultural, call Whitey or Tom at 320-420-2742 or 320-420-7472. That's Wes Buckman Electric at 320-420-2742 or 320-420-7472. Wishing the Pierce Pioneers the best of luck.
Amp Fitness, located on Main Street in Pierce, is a 24-hour access health club that has a lot to offer. They have a wide variety of weight machines, steppers, and stationary bikes that can help tone your whole body. Or if you're just looking to walk or run, they have many treadmills and ellipticals. Amp Fitness offers a variety of classes like Zumba, Silver Sneakers, and Ripped. They have memberships available for singles and family with military and senior discounts available. Work out in air-conditioned comfort on your own or take advantage of your own personal trainer. With lockers and showers available on site, call Amp Fitness at 468-7100 or see them online at ampfitnesspiers.com. Amp Fitness, supporting the Piers Pioneers.
Are you in the building or remodeling mood but don't really know where to begin? Jason Gruber Construction specializes in new homes, siding, remodeling, and cabinets, kitchens, and countertops. Jason Gruber Construction has been in business for over 20 years. Contact Jason at 320-630-2849 or shoot him an email at jasongruber@yahoo.com. That's Jason Gruber Construction, proud supporter of the Pierce Pioneers.
Is your driveway or parking lot in rough shape? Are there unsightly cracks and potholes that need filling? Then you need to contact Mike Schaefer Seal Coating. A locally owned business in Pierce, Mike Schaefer Seal Coating offers quality work at a reasonable price. Give Mike Schaefer Seal Coating a call at 320-630-7041. That's 320-630-7041. Get that driveway or parking lot of yours in tip-top shape with Mike Schaefer Seal Coating of Pierce.
Phelan Meats and Pierce says, good luck, Pioneers. Phelan Meats is a full-service wild game processor with whole animal processing, sausage making, seasoning, and supplies with the highest quality and affordable service. A truly full-service meat market. See their flyer at phelan-meats.com for weekly specials and stop in on Main Street in Pierce to view their wide range of high-quality products and hard-to-find items and find out about processing, party planning, and why not pick up a gift certificate or two. Open Monday through Saturday. Give them a call at 468-6616 or visit them on Facebook. Phelan Meats of Pierce, supporting the Pierce Pioneers.
For excellent automotive work at great prices, call Jason Lashinsky at Lashes Auto Repair today. Bumper-to-bumper work plus suspension lift kits are his specialty. Give Lashes Auto Repair a call or check them out online at NapaAutoCare.com.
Back at the Memorial Athletic Center where St. Cloud Cathedral wins it tonight 55-50 over the Pioneers after the Pioneers held a 50-48 lead with a minute 23 to go. The final 7 points of the night go to St. Cloud Cathedral to come from behind to win. A very good effort by the Pioneers tonight, but Cathedral with enough in the end to win by five. For the Crusaders, they are led by Nathan Schaefer with 14, Jordan Schumann with 13, 8 for Maxwell Pfeiffer, 7 points for Kellen Kinzer, Thomas Pfeiffer with 6, Emmanuel Kutsera with 4, Zach Plant with 3, playing but not scoring tonight was Tate Buckentine. St. Cloud Cathedral, 9 of 18 from the free throw line. Crusaders win their 14th of the year against 9 defeats. Their conference mark is now 10-2, and they'll be back in non-conference action tomorrow night. They'll hit the road to Eden Valley Watkins. For the Pioneers, they are led by Ian Oberfeld with 18. 13 for Zach Jones. Ben Vernig with 10. 5 for Joey Stuckmeyer, 4 for Andy Wincher, and playing but not scoring tonight was Kirby Fisher. Pioneers were perfect tonight from the line, 16 out of 16, but they just turned it over one too many times in the end as the Crusader pressure just enough to create some chances and rally for the win. 55-50 for the Pioneers. 2-10 now in the Granite Ridge. 6-16 overall. They'll be back on this court tomorrow night taking on Pillager.
Hello, Pioneer fans. This is Katie Leidenfrost, a member of the girls' basketball team. We'd like to take this time to thank all our sponsors, which allows this event to be broadcast. We have quality programs in our high school, and because of the support of our community and businesses, the quality of our programs will continue at a high level of performance and respect. We appreciate your continuing efforts in helping Pierce High School be the best. Congratulations to our Excel winners, Alyssa Palu and Connor Cruz, and our AAA winners, Kiara Olish and Lance Otremba. All winter sports seasons are in full swing. Come and check out the action. Get involved in Pierce athletics, music, and activities. Go Pioneers!
If you're in the market for a vehicle, I want to personally recommend Upsala Motors in Upsala. They made purchasing my new vehicle a great experience, and I know I'll be going back to them for service and repair. Upsala Motors Incorporated is family-owned sales and service dealership since 1964. Their service department is equipped with the latest technology, and numerous repeat customers are a testament to the value they place on customer service. With a 90-day bumper-to-bumper warranty and a 365-day powertrain warranty on most vehicles, they don't just want your business today, they want you to come back in the future as well. Check them out online at UpsalaMotors.com. And when you look at their inventory on the lot or online and don't see what you're looking for, trust me, the staff at Upsala Motors will search far and wide to find the vehicle that's just right for you. Call Upsala Motors at 573-2576 to set up an appointment or to schedule a test drive. A staff dedicated to make sure you're satisfied. I know I am. That's Upsala Motors in Upsala.
At Schomer Insurance, we know that you want to be covered by somebody who understands what's important to you. That's why we protect and value the trusted relationships we build with our customers above all else. Because when trust is earned, trust endures. Trust in tomorrow. Contact Howie Schomer, your local Grinnell Mutual agent, at Schomer Insurance today.
Hi, Piers. This is Kelsey Meyer from Dynamic Therapy and Wellness. I grew up in Piers and am excited and eager to serve my home community. At Dynamic Therapy and Wellness, the physical health and well-being of our patients is always our top priority. Our team is committed to helping people of all ages overcome their physical ailments and improve the quality of life through better physical health and wellness. Are you suffering from muscle tension and pain, inflammation, and lack of mobility or strength? Do you have spinal issues such as pinched nerves, herniated discs, and sciatica? Or perhaps you are a high school, collegiate, or recreational athlete that requires treatment? For women, Dynamic Therapy and Wellness understands the sensitivity of pelvic floor issues and provides one-on-one care in a comfortable environment. To find out more about how Dynamic Therapy and Wellness in Piers can serve you, stop into our new building on Main Street in Piers or visit our website at dtwmn.com. We can be reached at 320-468-7199. That's Dynamic Therapy and Wellness in Piers.
Back at the MAC in Piers, where the girls come from behind to defeat Zimmerman tonight, 71-63 in the first game of our doubleheader. And in the boys' half of the doubleheader, it's Cathedral rallying late for a 55-50 comeback win over the Pioneers. Boys home tonight, tomorrow against Pillager. I'll have the girls' game for you over in Albany to wrap up the regular season. And before we go, we'll be back and have our Frosties. You are their sports player of the night, players of the night. Girls and boys will be named. And then we'll close it up from Piers after this.
Frosty's Bar and Grill on Main Street in Piers is open. Stop and enjoy your favorite cold beverages. Frosty's serves up delicious daily lunch specials, either dine-in or carry-out. On the grill at Frosty's, satisfy your hunger with their fantastic menu, featuring items such as the Bacon Jack Burger, the Mac Attack Burger, Jalapeno Jack Burger, or try the Elvis Burger, topped with creamy peanut butter and bacon. And, of course, the signature burger is the Frosty Burger, a feline meats burger topped with cheese, fried egg, bacon, and hash browns. Frosty's also has sandwiches and wraps, salads, baskets, and appetizers. The newest place in town is Frosty's.
Well, we'll give out our Frosties. You are their sports players of the game. First of all, for the girls' game tonight, we'll go with the two seniors. They both had 20 points tonight. So So Kiara and Katie are our recipients of the Frosties co-players of the game. For the boys, another double-double for senior forward Ben Verning, as the Pioneer boys come up short tonight against Cathedral in the back half of the doubleheader. Good job by the officiating crew tonight. They work both varsity games. So they did a very nice job tonight. Fun action all the way in both the girls' and boys' game. We'll see you tomorrow night from Albany. Good luck to the wrestlers. They head up to Cloquet tomorrow, beginning 7AA individuals, concluding on Saturday. See how many individuals can get to the XL Energy Center. Tonight, it's the girls winning and the boys falling short as we wrap it up from the MAC here on You Are There Sports. Good night, everybody.